Hey there, welcome back to 7 Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Gabor Mate S. Sophie, this book completely flipped how I think about ADD. Did it do the same for you?
Oh, absolutely, Sam. Hi, everyone. Is one of those books that makes you rethink a whole category. Mate is a physician who has ADD himself, and he argues that what we call ADD isn't a fixed genetic defect, it's a coping strategy developed in childhood.
Right, and that's such a shift from the usual narrative. I've always heard it described as a neurobiological disorder, like a hardware problem. But Mate says, no, it's more like software written in response to your early environment.
Exactly. He's not denying there's a genetic predisposition, but he says the real driver is the quality of early attachment to caregivers. If a baby's needs aren't met consistently, maybe the parent is stressed or depressed, the infant's stress response system gets stuck in overdrive.
And that chronic stress shapes the brain. The part responsible for attention and impulse control, the prefrontal cortex, develops differently. So the kid ends up with what we label as ADD. But Mate says it's actually an intelligent adaptation. Your brain is trying to protect you.
Yes. He gives this example. If the present moment feels overwhelming or unsafe, the brain learns to escape. So the inability to focus is a form of dissociation. You're literally checking out because being present hurts.
Wow. So that scattered attention isn't a failure. It's a survival strategy. And hyperactivity? Mate says it's the body's way of staying aroused, because stillness feels dangerous when you're in a state of internal alarm.
Right.
And impulsivity is a grab for immediate relief, a dopamine hit to soothe the anxiety. The child can't delay gratification because the internal pressure is too intense.
That makes so much sense. And then there's this concept of the false self that really got me. To survive emotional pain, the child suppresses their true feelings and creates a compliant, pleasing facade. But that takes enormous energy.
And that's where the emptiness, the boredom, the emotional volatility come from. The true self is buried, and the ADD symptoms are signs of that disconnection. Mate is incredibly compassionate toward parents, though he says they're just passing on their own unhealed wounds.
Yeah, he's not blaming anyone. He's saying the cycle of trauma is invisible, handed down through generations. So what's the path forward? How do you heal from this?
The first step is awareness, not clinical observation, but compassionate curiosity. Instead of judging your distraction, ask, what is this distraction protecting me from? That shift turns the enemy into a messenger.
I love that. Then you have to create a safe internal environment so the true self can emerge. That means learning to tolerate difficult emotions without escaping. Self-compassion is huge.
And the healing is relational. The original wound happened in relationship, so it has to be healed in relationship with a therapist, a partner, or even by learning to be your own parent.
Mate doesn't dismiss medication. He calls it a temporary bridge. But the real work is rewiring the brain through new experiences of safety and connection. And he talks about reintegrating the body because the ADD mind is often disconnected from physical signals.
Yes. Yoga, meditation, even just feeling your feet on the ground, that helps you recognize stress early before it triggers the automatic escape response. And reintegrating emotions is key, learning to feel anger as a boundary signal, sadness as a natural response to loss.
The goal isn't to become a perfectly focused, normal person. Mate says the gifts of the ADD brain, creativity, hyperfocus, empathy, nonlinear thinking, are two sides of the same coin. When you heal the wound, you free the gifts.
That's such a hopeful message. It's not about fixing a broken brain. It's about coming home to yourself. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
The scattered mind isn't broken. It's been trying to protect a sensitive soul. The path of healing is learning to hold that soul ourselves.
And that's the real takeaway from. We'll see you in the next one.